What is the extent or measure of the kingdom of heaven? Is the habitation of mankind the only one in the kingdom of heaven? Or are there more that can be defined which are part of it? Please remember that a simile is a comparison used to signify or make known things that are not alike. They are used to help man understand the invisible things of God by comparing them to the visible things that God made for him. The dictionary defines the word habitat as an area or environment in which something lives. And in the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the portion of the Bible known as the Old Testament, in the first chapter, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. On down to verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. On down to verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. In this account of the creation recorded by Moses, the habitat of mankind is defined as the earth and the universe that surrounds it, or as it's being called there in the scriptures, the firmament. You know, God gave man dominion over all things in his habitation. However, God retained the authority and control of mankind and the realm of his habitat. And we can see that if we go over to Genesis again, in the sixth chapter, starting from verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And on down to verse 17, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Most everybody's heard about the great flood and how that Noah built the ark. And for 40 days and 40 nights it rained, and all men and animals and everything in this habitat of man was destroyed by water. But God, of course, made a covenant with Noah not to do that ever again. But what it shows us there is that God retained his authority over man and the control of his habitat. The Messiah's chosen apostle John was shown God's dwelling place and the seat of his throne. Now, this is another place that we have in the kingdom of heaven. And we can find it, John recorded that in the book known as Revelation, which is the last book in the portion of the Bible known as the New Testament. In chapter 4, starting from verse 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. You know, that was truly a place of glory where God is, that is compared to the beauty of earth's most precious stone, where God's power emanates from His presence, and His subjects are inspired with admiration, reverence, and awe. An apostle of the Messiah named or called Judah revealed that Satan and his angels are to be judged for leaving their habitation and estate. And that's recorded in the book that's known as Judah, and it's in the New Testament, just before Revelations there. And I'll be reading from chapter 1, verses 5 to 6. Judah records, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." So the angels left their habitation and their first estate. You know, the place that of God's thrones that John described to us there in the book of Revelation is surrounded by a sea of crystal glass, and by his 7 spirits and 4 beasts. This would lead us to conclude that the angels of God have their own habitation, and that it is not the same place as God's throne. And in consistent with what Judah revealed there, you know, that old dragon known as the devil and Satan was cast into a place called the bottomless pit. And that is found in the book of Revelation, in the 20th chapter, verses 1 to 3. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season." So we can see the angels have their habitation over there in that realm that we can't see with our eyes. We can also see that Satan was cast into another realm known as the bottomless pit. You know, the Messiah Jesus revealed 2 additional habitats within the kingdom of heaven, and these are recorded by the Apostle Luke. And I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, which is in the New Testament, starting from the 16th chapter, reading from verses 19 down to 31. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now is he comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, between hell and Abraham's bosom, which is also known as paradise, they're the same place, he says there is a fixed gulf, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would sendest him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You know, as I said, Abraham's bosom and paradise are the same place. And what is shown here is that those who chose the true life are transported into that place by God's angels when they die to wait for the final day of judgment. Hell is the place where those who did not choose the true life awake to await for the final day of judgment. You know, please keep in mind that this is a simile also here. It's a comparison. Neither of the men that are depicted are in their mortal bodies, but are spirits. The rich man may have felt thirsty, but he doesn't actually have a tongue. Nor is there fire and water as it is known here in this world. However, the rich man still possesses his desires that cannot be satisfied without his body. A torment indeed. Jesus the Messiah revealed to us that God has created many creatures, their habitations and places within the kingdom of heaven. In part 5, more of what his Messiah revealed to us will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.